possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, we're back on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Almost forgot it was a Wednesday.
Yeah?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Hard to forget what a quarterback that guy was.
That's a quarterback.
Hard to forget that dude. Hey, Brother Spike.
Yes.
I'm doing well today. It is Wednesday, which means we are at the peak of the week, and we're headed down, which means Thursday, Friday is on the way. Not happy about yesterday's results. My goodness, that was a tough game to get through, and I'm a little worried. We're going to get into this.
Yes.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I cannot wait to trash the city of Cincinnati for 2 hours today.
Oh, the is queen, that what we're
the queen
do?
City.
Oh, we're going to trash Cincinnati.
Take your little chili and your great quarterback and shove it.
Now,
chili.
The game itself sucked. I mean, that was a rough one.
That was a rough one.
We will get into that because the Ranger thing is a thing that we have to talk about.
It is a thing.
But, like, okay, so Phils lose 6-1. But that is. And we'll talk about the other stuff, but that is not like really my main takeaway. Mm-hmm. And I want to be super clear on this. And I've had to do this when I've talked about Bryce or I've talked about like other players in Philadelphia who we all love. I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's having a great player. Is a great player. He's having an MVP type season, and I want him to stay a Philly after this.
Say MVP type season.
Type season.
Oh, okay.
And I want him to stay Philly after this year.
For like, life.
I would love for him to retire Philly. That'd be awesome.
And then be the manager.
And then be the manager. And then, yes, all that. They go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly with his 502 home runs and he sticks around two more years to get all that kind of stuff. But like last night, what Kyle Schwarber did, and it's like a combination of the two nights, is a slap in the face to, I think, Phillies fans. I think it's a slap in the face to the organization. It is sort of a slap in the face to his teammates for a guy that is a good teammate. So here's what he said. And we'll get to last night. Here's what he said two nights ago when he was asked about potentially returning to the Reds during free agency.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
It was funny. It was, you know, I think Gordon for that one, but he asked the question, you know, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know, who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But you know, there's so many different aspects.
What players did you grow up watching?
Everything like that.
Enough.
I totally get it.
Okay, so first of all, that one.
You didn't go back. Okay, you stayed here. Enough with you in there.
Yeah. First of all,
well, the Bengals had offered something. Maybe I would have.
That quote right there is outrageous because he wasn't even asked, would you go back?
Right.
He was asked, are friends asking you to go back?
Yeah.
And he turned it into, if it doesn't work out, I will go back.
Yeah.
So then last night, they invite him to catch ceremonial first pitches from his dad before the
game. And his youth coach.
And his youth coach.
Wow.
Which he decides to say yes to. So here he is on the Philadelphia Phillies in within a season that is the do-or-die season for this core, right? It is, because we've talked about Schwarber's maybe not back next year,
yeah.
JT's maybe not back next year, Rangers maybe not back next year, everybody's getting older, and he is catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. You know what you do, Kyle, when you get, because I understand what the Reds are trying to do. They're trying to pull at the heartstrings, right?
Yeah.
Call your dad and go, Dad, you know I can't do this.
Right.
And your dad would go, yeah, I get it. I see what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you back. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, because he decides to do it, and it's like, it's inappropriate. It's the wrong thing to do. I don't need Kyle Schwarber campaigning for his free agency in the middle of a baseball season where they're trying to win a World Series. He is doing enough campaigning with his play. Everybody's talking about him as a free agent with his play.
Yeah.
He is leading the league in home runs. He is in the MVP race. He is considered the most valuable player on the team. He was just ranked the 14th best player in baseball by ESPN, but that's not enough. Now we got to catch first pitches. We have to talk about going back to the Reds. We get it, Kyle. Like, we get it. Other teams are going to want you. We get it. We want everybody to keep you here. I don't need the public reminders with his quotes. There is a very easy way to answer that question, Ike.
Yeah.
The answer is, of course everybody would like me back here, but I'm going to deal with that in the offseason. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now. We're trying to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They ask you to catch the ceremonial first pitch. There's a very good way to handle that. I'm so honored that you asked me. Call your pop, dad. You know I love you. You know I can't do this. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now.
Yeah.
So, like, my point is this. I want him back. I want him to get all the money he can. Right now, I want Kyle Schwarber to care more about being a Philadelphia Philly winning the World Series than getting a fourth year in free agency when he's only been offered two. And that's, like, sort of where I am on it.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for me because I've been – obviously, we're all Kyle Schwarber fans.
Yes.
I don't need to say I'm a Kyle Schwarber fan as if you're not, and we know Fritzy is everyone's fan except for Kepler on the team. So,
and Cassidy and Bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Threw Bomer in there, too. Okay. I remember that.
14-8 without him.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Let me get back to my point here.
Yep.
But even I was a little taken aback from when I saw it. I was like, wow.
Dude, it's crazy.
I was like, wow, really? This is what we're doing?
It's crazy. And he's not waking anybody up to the idea that he's a free agent. Everybody knows.
And here's the thing. When I saw it, I immediately thought, this is a negotiating ploy. This is to let the Phillies know that this is a possibility. Like it wasn't always catching the first pitch from his dad. Like that wasn't the feeling that I got. Hold on, like, he's catching the first pitch at the Reds game.
Dude, this
first of all, why is his dad throwing out the first pitch at a Reds
but
game?
But that's also why it's Mickey Mouse by the Reds. I understand.
No,
it's still Mickey Mouse.
No.
It's minor league, bush league
but
nonsense.
They have to play
the Reds have to do. Yeah,
they have to play every card they have. This is like you're in a
and they accepted it.
This is like you're in a committed relationship with a girl and she's commenting on her ex boyfriend's Instagram posts. Oh, you look cute in that one. Just trying to wake you up.
Well, no one does that. I mean, come on.
Just trust me, buddy. You haven't been single in a long time. Like, you since didn't even have any single era. You've never even been single your whole life.
I dated one girl for a month before Jill, and we didn't talk.
Yes.
And we broke up on Facebook.
I wish we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Bryce, right? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, there was a little bit of noise about the extension.
Yeah.
And then there was all this blowback, and he realized, you know what? This isn't the thing. Maybe not publicly.
Yeah, you haven't forgotten it.
Maybe
but
not.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. Well. But maybe not publicly. Like, maybe not. I just think he is in a strong bargaining position.
Yeah.
He's having the best year of his career in a contract year. This is what players dream of. If we had thought 2 years ago, if I had told you there would have been a best of MLB players list put out by ESPN and Kyle Schwarber would have been top 15.
Would not have bought that.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, me and Julia would have said agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
In real life, that wouldn't have been conceivable. He has opened up a lot of eyes. He doesn't need this. It just seems cheap, and it makes me feel like disrespected.
Here's my thing. I hear you, and I understand anybody that feels that way. So I'm not going to tell you that as a Phillies fan, you shouldn't feel some sort of way because it made me feel a certain way. What it made me feel is, there's a chance we could lose Kyle Schwarber. I hadn't really felt that. I always sort of felt like, well, you know what? The Phillies are going to do what they need to do, and you pay Kyle Schwarber what he needs to be paid, and he's going to remain a Philly and retire Philly. This is not exactly the Soto thing, but it's kind of like when Soto was asked, I forget, at some point late in the season last year about his free agency, he just pretty much was like, yeah, I'm open to everybody.
Yes, while he was a Yankee.
Yeah, while he was still a Yankee.
Yes.
So it's not as overt as that, but this, dude, catching the first pitch at an opponent's stadium, I get it's your dad and I get you're from Ohio, but this could have been avoided, honestly. Like this, but what it says to me is that he doesn't have the sort of feeling or the assurance that he's going to be a Philly.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Next year.
Yeah.
So maybe he and his agent are getting some sort of signals behind the scenes or what have you. And it certainly doesn't feel like this to me says, well, I could be leaving to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but I guess my point is he doesn't need to do it. I guess my thing is he doesn't need to do these dog and pony show tricks to get a big contract in the offseason from a different team.
Right.
I don't think this is necessary, right? And by the way, Cincinnati is not going to make the biggest offer anyway. I know why the Reds are doing it. Yeah. I'm not blamed by the Reds, sure. You know, if a player we want.
But then again, they might make the biggest offer. If the Phillies don't decide to make the biggest offer.
Well, don't sound so excited.
Yeah. If they're not paying anybody else.
Well, listen, if he's not going to be here, I'd rather he'd be on the Reds. Yeah, I'm not going to hide that.
Yeah, he could die in Cincinnati, not physically die, but like, you know what I mean.
Wow. I'm not going to hide that, yes. All right. He's already ready to turn on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be furious. I'm just furious at the whole situation.
Yeah.
Furious at the Phillies.
I will be furious at the Phillies, 100%.
Okay.
But also, like, if you go play for the Reds and leave this city?
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed.
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed.
Listen, I can only take so much. You push these buttons enough, I'm going to push back. You know I am. I took a needle in the ass.
See where he's going? All right, 215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all about Kyle?
I didn't just let you kick the city. I didn't just let you kick him like that. You know what I mean?
The Queen City, my ass. I'm just kidding. I love Cincinnati.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all?
We might have to go there for the postseason.
About Kyle Schwarber. Oh, well, maybe Kyle could just stay there. Just stay there. You know, maybe they get him a great hotel room. You know, that'd be funny. The Phillies are there, and then the Reds call up and say, "We have an even better hotel room for you. It's even better than the ones you're staying in with the Phillies."
And we're flying your parents in for the game. You can see we actually built a house for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the report today from Jack Fritz. They're giving him the key to the city.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati.
That is a report from Jack Fritz, though, unconfirmed. 215-592-9494. You bothered at all by this? Matt or Mike in Sewell? You're on WIP. What's up, Matt or Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I am pissed off about that last night. Come on. Like, I think you're exactly right. I think it's his agent who said, hey, this is going to be a good idea to give you some leverage. And you know who I hold accountable? It's Dombrowski. All right? If he lets Schwarber walk, that's not just a mistake. That's baseball malpractice. I mean, come on.
All right. Time out.
Totally agree, Matt or Mike.
Hold on. Time out.
Totally agree.
Time out. First thing, Matt or Mike, to blame the agent, this is classic. Kyle Schwarber is 32 years old, a millionaire, and the culture guy in the clubhouse. He can do whatever he wants. Like, he doesn't have to do what his agent says. He doesn't have to do any of these things. This is, do not blame the agent. This is Kyle Schwarber. As far as Dombrowski, he didn't let him go. The worst thing, Kyle Schwarber's value is not going up from here. If you're Dave Dombrowski, the dumbest thing you can do right now is try to sign him right now at the peak of his value. Mm-hmm. Wait till the offseason. Before we start getting mad at Dave Dombrowski, because JT Realmuto doesn't have an extension, Ranger Suarez doesn't have an extension. Like, none of those guys have extensions.
Right.
And nobody saw this year coming, by the way. So, we can all crush Dombrowski if they lose him.
Yeah.
But they have not lost him.
Well, if they do...
Yes,
I'm not crushing Dave yet, but what I'm saying is this: okay, his comments the other day were kind of like, you know, when he talked about when he was asked about re-signing Schwarber. I mean, he was. I left that broadcast saying we're not signing him. He's not going to sign him.
I felt the same way, Matt or Mike. That's the way I felt.
Pissed. Yeah, I mean, I walked away from that going, "What the hell is going on?" You know, they can't let this guy go.
Well, let me ask you this. I can understand the frustration. What do you want to... Dombrowski said, I heard a quote, he said, we want him back on the Phillies. We want him to be with us for a number of years. What is an appropriate response from Dombrowski? Like, if a guy that he's negotiating with, that every word he says is going to be used against him in negotiations. Mm-hmm. Like, what is he going to say? We can't even be a competitive team next year without Kyle Schwarber. Like, what? I don't think Dave Dombrowski should be talking at any point, like, except for right after the trade deadline, when the season's over, when the season starts. But if he wants to go out and do this press tour, I don't know what he's going to say.
So this is what I would have hoped that he would have said.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Matt.
Listen, Kyle Schwarber is a big part of our success here. He's a big part of our culture. He's brought a winning culture here. He's a champion. And we want to have him moving forward. But we have a lot of tough decisions to make on free agents this offseason, and he's one of them. But that's all I'm saying about that right now.
So you know what? I think what's happening is I think Dombrowski quotes are getting split into different quotes because okay. I saw him say something to that effect.
Okay.
Right? Like, I forget which interview it was, but I saw him say he wants him to be on the Phillies for a number of years. That's what I saw him say.
So he says both in the same cut, where he says, okay, we want him to be a Philly. We also know it's going to be competitive to re-sign him.
Yes.
Essentially.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say? Like,
yeah, I don't know what he can do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We already know they didn't want to meet him at his mark.
Yes.
We know that already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and even after the season that he's having, he doesn't want to relent on where his stance is on this. I should feel more confident as a Phillies fan that Kyle Schwarber is going to be back here in a Phillies uniform. I shouldn't be concerned that this is going to be too much for us to spend. Like, what are we going to do with the money? Who else will be spending it on? Like, what are we doing with the money?
Well, all I know is I want them to get the best deal possible. Because I know, like, they're not losing anybody else off the only two salaries they could potentially lose are Ranger, who's not making anything,
right,
Schwarber, and JT.
JT, yeah.
That's it. And we know we're going to sign JT, we'd assume, at a lower number, something like that, 2-3 years, whatever, a lower number than he makes now. Mm-hmm. But, like, they were up against it this year. So I want them to sign Kyle Schwarber, but I also want them, you know, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the at the same time, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the money he can, and I want the Phillies to get the best deal they can possibly get.
That makes no sense.
Well, like, I hope as a Phillies fan, I hope they get him at a number they're comfortable with. That's what
I hope. Just pay him what he's asking for.
No.
At least the one saving grace here to me is Middleton, who has said multiple times, yes, there's no extra motivation to sign Kyle Schwarber. Like, I don't want him to play anywhere else.
Okay.
I don't think
I think Dombrowski's playing the game, and then every time Middleton's asked about it, he gets a little emotional, which I like, you know.
Well, I think Dombrowski almost probably has to even out Middleton.
Of course. You know, because Middleton's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to sign him, right?
Yeah, well, because you know Middleton, the first thing that John Middleton will do, if you're listening, Mr. Middleton, I'm proud that I bet that you listen, is if Kyle Schwarber signs somewhere else, he is turning on WIP, Mr. Middleton.
Oh,
he is looking at Twitter. He is looking at the internet, and he will consume every bit of that, and he wants no part of that. That's why I think those.
It will not be a happy place to be.
No.
I would agree with
that. Especially because of that, unless we would have won the World Series, and then and then we'll just do the thing we did with Howie, where every move is right, no matter what he does. You know,
mostly they are right.
Well, you know. Letting
we'll see how this year goes. Let's not count our chickens before our eggs hatch, right?
You got that one right.
Don't you give me that look. I cooked on
I've
that
never one. Heard it said that way.
But he
that's
got
what
it
I
right.
do.
He got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't count our chickens I've before the eggs hatch.
No, that's not exactly the phrase, but
you got it right.
All right, 215-592-9494. You upset about Kyle Schwarber catching ceremonial first pitches at a visiting ballpark before his impending free agency in his hometown?
Laying it on a little thick.
What, who, me?
No, Schwarber.
Schwarber is, yes.
Like, we get it.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Eagles had their first, what's it called? The
joint practice
today with the Browns. We will talk about how the offense performed and whether the Eagles, quote unquote, won the day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know how you can win the day with your girl? Blue Chew.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blue Chew, a little chewable before you get busy.
Yeah.
You know?
On the way home?
You know, Jack, you know, Ike already knows this.
Yep.
You want your girl to be able to brag to her friends about you. You know, that's why, like, one of the things was, if I ever send my wife flowers, I send them at work.
Wow.
So everyone else sees them. Like, that's what you want to do.
You are quite the charmer.
Come on.
No one gives you enough credit for that.
Come on. And you know, if you start chewing the tablets from Blue Chew, she's going to be texting everybody and be like, yo, look what I got going on over here.
Wow. Yeah. He's a new man.
He's a new man. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. It is in chewable form, so no pills to swallow. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to go to the doctor. You do it all at BlueChew.com. Nobody likes going to the doctor.
Nope.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they will send it direct to you. It is made and shipped here in the USA in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
Package. There you go.
I never know if I'm the package guy.
You're the package guy.
So I'm the package
guy. You don't have to be, but
you are the package guy.
Yeah.
Ike's the hard guy. Yeah. You're the package guy. I'm just discreet. The best part of all of this is you're going to get your first month for free to try it out, and it will, or it should, we hope, make your love life even better.
Be the guy your girl is talking about.
That is what you want.
That worked.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 9040. You get your first month for free. You only pay for the shipping. Jack is paying for the first month. Mm-hmm. You only pay $5 for the shipping. Again, BlueChew.com, code 94, and then you can
chew it and do it.